I'm Martin Tebow, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. American artist Gilbert Stuart was the most sought-out portraitist of his era. He became famous for his many images of George Washington, including the portrait reproduced on the dollar bill. The David Owsley Museum of Art houses his portrait of Anne Eliza Alston. This painting depicts 17-year-old Anne, the daughter of Benjamin Alston, a South Carolina rice plantation owner. When the portrait was painted, Alston was living in Washington, D.C. with her cousin Benjamin Huger, a South Carolina congressman. As was typical for portraiture in Stuart's day, he depicted Alston in front of a neoclassical column, billowing curtains, and a distant blue sky with fluffy white and gray clouds. She sits on a finely upholstered backless bench with her back straight, arms crossed, and her dark eyes staring engagingly at the viewer. She is dressed in the latest French Empire fashion, a dress with a low-cut fitted bodice and a high-waisted flowing long skirt. Alston wears a golden, shimmering silk shawl gracefully draped around her arms and back. Stuart's portrait communicates Alston's refinement and the elite social status she enjoyed as a member of a powerful South Carolina family. We'd like to thank Ball State student Samantha Kirchner for her research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.